You're listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join in the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
Thank you for staying with us, Real Presence Radio Live listeners. We continue to come to you. I am Amanda Ellerkamp and Kelly Schneider. We are from Dickinson, North Dakota, broadcasting from the Fisher Commons at Trinity Junior High and High School. So pleased that you can be with us on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Just a note before we get back to our in-studio guests, that if you are normally listening to us, or you know someone who normally listens to us up on 104.1 FM KZTW in the Williston, Tioga, Ray area, that station, that's the word I'm looking for, is probably silent right now due to some power company scheduled maintenance, and we're anticipating that's going to be down until about 2 p.m. This afternoon. So if you know someone who usually listens in that area, please encourage them to join us this morning at realpresenceradio.com. You can get our live feed there, realpresenceradio.com, or through the mobile app. Just search Real Presence Radio in the Google Play or Apple Store. So thank you again for joining us, and thank you for our in-studio guests for rejoining us. So very excited to have back Austin Comito and Elizabeth Benz-Miller. They are focused missionaries at Dickinson State University here in town, and they were with us, you guys were with us in the fall, talking about the new Focus program, the Focus Missionaries, the first time that DSU has had Focus Missionaries. Very exciting. And so maybe just catch us up a little bit for our listeners. Remind us who you are, what your role is in this time at DSU as you come to join us.
Yeah, thanks, Amanda. So I'm Austin, as she said. First year at DSU, we got started, you know, start of school August, end of August, around then. And as just a quick overview, we started to meet students over the course of the semester, fall semester, and into this semester now. There's just been a ton of blessing and fruit. Mm. We met a lot of students, and, you know, we go on campus every week and have kind of had, like, a good impression on campus. And but there's just been a ton of good things that happened since we got here. And so there's four of us, as a reminder. Mm-hmm. The two of us and then our teammates, Jake and Katie, and we just have been so excited about what the Lord has done in this first year.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Yes. To have both of you. So, Austin, you're one of the, are you the team lead, if I'm remembering correctly?
Yes.
From we had you on before?
Mm-hmm. The team director, yeah.
Team director, and so there's four of you. So, Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role here at Dickinson State as a Focus Missionary.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a first-year outreach campus missionary, just part of the everyday life and cycle of Focus, obviously. We're a team of, you know, pretty much new missionaries, so we're really thankful to have Austin lead us and kind of give us that veteran experience. It's really exciting. We all have different roles on the team. So I'm outreach liaison. I'm the person that kind of helps be our face on campus, help manage, you know, meeting new people and getting out there, just so that we can continue to grow every, you know, week if we can, and just meet new students, be that positive presence on campus. And, well, we really have been this year, and we've kind of been getting that positive feedback. So it's really exciting, and we're hoping to continue to grow it next year too.
Yeah, and Elizabeth's role as, like she said, the outreach liaison has been really crucial this year.
Sure.
Especially with, like we said, kind of making a first impression and meeting a lot of students for the first time. And we've gotten a lot of, like she said, a lot of feedback from not just students, but professors.
Yeah.
And friends of students and just people we randomly meet every week, and that they really like seeing us as a friendly face. And we'll sometimes do things like pass out or have pancakes on campus and
things like that.
Yeah, they just kind of attract and just get the conversation started in kind of a friendly way. So
I'd like to delve a little bit into, if we can back up to January, which, mm-hmm. you know, that was the midway point, I guess you'd say, of your first year of service, and the midway point of your first year and the midway point of any focused missionary of their year is the SEEK, mm-hmm. the SEEK conference, which is huge and attracts not only focused missionaries, but just regular, irregular college students. Mm-hmm. So would you guys be able to talk, Austin and Elizabeth, a little bit about SEEK and that whole event for you and students from Dickinson State that were able to come or go to SEEK?
Yeah, so very quick overview. SEEK is, you know, our focus national conference every year. This year, this past year in January, it was in St. Louis, and we had about 20,000 young people. Mm-hmm. Young people and, you know, like you said, some benefactors and young adults and stuff, not just college students, but incredible experience. And for us, we brought 7 students, and for our first year, that was a really, we're really excited about that. Some students we'd kind of made relationships in the fall, and who have just really had an incredible, impactful experience for them. Mm-hmm. And we've seen even since then, like, the transformation that's happened within their own hearts, specifically, you know, exemplified in how they've grown in discipleship and things like that, mm-hmm. since SEEK, mm-hmm. has been really cool. So
it was incredible to see just how they grew in fellowship as a group, going, obviously being able to see other colleges that have massive Newman centers and huge Catholic programs, and they were just really ignited by the fact that that could be them one day.
Yeah.
And they really wanted to just come back just really alive in their faith and grow the Catholic community here on campus. And it's been incredible just to see the invites that they make to their friends, how active and engaged they are in Bible studies, and just seeing them become really core members of our community and just inviting others, being that welcoming presence, but also really taking that first initial step of taking that formation, and taking what they learned at SEEK and bringing it back here, sharing it with their friends, their family, and the impact that's had has been incredible to see. I mean, as missionaries ourselves, that formation is vital for us, but just to see how it can really play a huge role in their lives has been amazing. And they made lifelong friends there and connections, and they were able to see that being Catholic in quote-unquote like the real world is really accessible and is actually really beautiful. So
that's really exciting. You know, you know, your mission here is to kind of like, you know, ignite those fires, you know, facilitate those encounters, and then to take that kind of to the next level, so to speak, of they have these bigger encounters with a bigger group, mm-hmm. of people, mm-hmm. which then ignites more fire in them to come back and even spread more, you know, and evangelize and to really live out their discipleship in this area, which I would imagine then grows, you know, the Blue Hawk Catholic, the focus, mm-hmm. program here, mm-hmm. in the Dickinson area.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and one student in particular, I won't name their name, but one student in particular who went to SEEK was just kind of really struggling a few weeks before then, and kind of, was sharing with me during SEEK how they weren't sure if they were even going to come, just really kind of down in the dumps. Mm-hmm. And then just really had a powerful encounter, specifically at the Adoration Night of SEEK, where Jesus is kind of processed around the stadium for 2 hours. And the student was sharing how the time just passed by so quickly. He had no idea that 2 hours had passed. And then since then has committed to a weekly holy hour, has invited students to my Bible study, and has just really been engaged with his faith a lot more since then. So that's been really cool.
Wow. Could you speak a little bit, Austin and Elizabeth, to like the kind of, if you could quantify it for us, you know, number of students you're seeing engaged and how that's kind of, have you had to add Bible studies since the fall, or do you start with a certain number and then you go with that for a full year and then you add in the next year? Like, how does the movement happen throughout the course of a school year on a campus with Focus?
That's a great question. The short answer is kind of continual invitation, and if students come, you know, towards the end of spring semester, for example, like, we might even start a Bible study a month before the end of semester. But it's all based on kind of demand or supply and demand, you might say.
Yeah.
But just a quick picture of our campus. At the end of last semester, we had about 30 students in Bible study who kind of, you know, grew and had wanted to come over the course of the semester. So we each had a Bible study in the fall semester. And this semester, a lot due to students inviting their friends, we've now, at the end of the spring semester, we've doubled from 30 to 60.
Wow.
Which has been really cool.
That's amazing.
And, you know, we did certain things, like kind of like a twist on a Bible study. Like, I had an Exodus 90 group. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth had like a Marian consecration group over Lent. And that was really exciting to see. And in particular, highlighting, there's two guys that specifically went to Seek who are on the football team, and they started inviting their friends to the football Bible study, which I'd started in the fall, that had about five guys, and now it has between 10 and 15 regularly, 10 and 14 regularly every week. And they've just been so excited and really engaged in inviting their friends. And there's certain other guys on the team are popping in and out, like, what's going on? Like, I've heard this buzz about the Bible study. And so that's just been a huge example of the win that we've had. And but over the, in general, like I said, I think one of the main things is just our impression, our kind of first impression this year has been really positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're excited to also see students really taking that personal leadership. We have a student leadership team as well who's now stepped up, and they want to continue to grow that community. And so even with like the football Bible study, Austin's been working with some of our students to take that ownership and lead and help lead their, you know, fellow peers in, you know, their faith. And that's been really incredible to see as well. So students can even lead Bible studies, and we're excited to equip them with those tools. So
yeah, it's awesome. It grows. It's just, there's no words. I mean, to double in less than 1 year on a campus the size of Dickinson State is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
So we want to continue this conversation. When we get back, we have to take a break. Real Presence Radio listeners, stay with us on Real Presence Radio Live. We're going to be back with Austin and Elizabeth right after this break.
Stay with us. There's more Real Presence Live to come on the Real Presence Radio Network.
Daily Meditations of Pope Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo DeFilippis of St. Luke Productions.
The yes of believing. Assent is produced by the will, not by the understanding's own direct insight. Believing is not an act of the understanding alone, not simply an act of the will, not just an act of feeling, but an act in which all the spiritual powers of man are at work together. Still more, man in his own self and of himself cannot bring about this believing at all. It has of its nature the character of a dialogue. It is only because the depth of the soul, the heart, has been touched by God's word that the whole structure of spiritual powers is set in motion and unites in the yes of believing. It is through all this that we also begin to see the particular kind of truth with which believing is concerned. Theology talks about saving truth. Everything a man does or allows to happen to him can, ultimately, be derived from his will to be happy. When the heart comes into contact with God's Logos, with the Word who became man, this inmost point of his existence is being touched. Then, he does not merely feel, he knows from within himself, that is it. That is he. That is what I was waiting for. It is a kind of recognition, for we have been created in relation to God.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com.
You're listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join in the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Real Presence Radio Live, Real Presence Radio listening family. I'm Kelly Schneider, along with my co-host Amanda Ellerkamp. We're blessed to be with you this morning, broadcasting live from Dickinson, North Dakota at Trinity Junior High and High School in the Fisher Commons area. We're back with Austin and Elizabeth, two focus missionaries on the campus of Dickinson State University right here in Dickinson. We're looking into, we're staring right into the last month of the school year, of the academic year, and that's always filled with a lot of goodness. Talk to us a little bit about that. What does the last stretch look like for you guys in a year of ministry, in a year of growth at Dickinson State?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are just sprinting towards the finish line, honestly. We are so excited. I think sometimes, you know, campus ministries can really look at that opportunity of, okay, we're settling down, we're getting near the end of school year. That is not the case for our focus team. We are filling their schedules. We are trying to get every, you know, last student that we can get that face-to-face time with, especially just before summer. Obviously, a lot of our students are doing so many different things.
Sure.
And so we're really taking that opportunity to really equip them with all the tools we can, all the resources, and just kind of ignite them in their faith if we can. And so if that means we meet a new student and they want to join Bible study in the next couple weeks, great. I mean, the invite is always open. We kind of have an open door policy in the sense that if you want to come to Blue Hot Catholic Nights on Tuesday nights, you're more than welcome. Speaker nights, we always say invite all your friends, but Bible studies, we're continuing to still grow them, even in the last month. We're still outreaching on campus, trying to meet new people. And so it's just kind of really exciting just to see, you know, that our students even are asking. They're like, I know finals is coming up, but we still want to do something with Blue Hot Catholic because it's their community. It's, you know, the place where they find, like, that sense of home, you know, away from home. And so it's been really beautiful just to see how active and engaged they are with, you know, Blue Hot Catholic and the focus team here. But, yeah, it's just really incredible just to see that even though they have a month left of school and it's starting to get really busy, they really look forward to those opportunities to engage in their Catholic faith and their Catholic community because a lot of them are friends with each other, invite their friends, and it's been really cool. So we are sprinting towards the finish line, adding more activities and resources. So, yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah, and some of the reason for that is we, you know, take some time as missionaries to go to our training every summer for a month or so, and then we have to do some of our personal fundraising, so we're not around quite as much in the summer. So we really want to, like, soak up the last month of time with students. And we'll do things like, you know, have a study session for them where we bring them snacks. And so we know they're in finals and they're busy. But we really want to help support that as much as possible. And specifically those students who we're closer with, those in discipleship or those just kind of who are around a lot, hang out with us a lot. We do things like, you know, give them prayer challenges or summer formation that they can hold on to and use throughout the summer. And especially, you know, we have some students interested in leading Bible studies in the fall. So equipping them to, like, prepare for that and casting vision for them now about, like, yeah, like, even if one student comes to a new Bible study at the very end of the semester now, let's get them involved next semester, and, like, you could lead your friends in Bible study on whatever sports team or whatever it is. So we're really casting vision for them now into next semester with those disciples. So.
And giving them the tools. I really appreciate you outlining that of we're not going to just leave them orphan over the summer months because they, like you said, they will go in their own directions and they're going to, some of them are going to go back to their hometown. Some of them are going to stay here, but for them to not feel alone without your presence here.
And with that, too, we don't just never talk to them over the summer. Like, we're gone on training and fundraising stuff, but we are encouraged by Focus leadership to stay in touch, whether it's every week or 2 weeks. And sometimes even have, like, you know, Zoom meeting formation and stuff like that, and as much as we're able to.
Cool because they get that opportunity to not only, you know, share their faith with, you know, the people that are around during the summer, but also with their families. And I know for me, like when I was in college, that was huge because, you know, my family, we've had ebbs and flows of our Catholic faith. And it was just such a good time when I was able to take what I learned working with the Focus team on my campus, that formation, those tools that I've been given, to be able to share it with my friends and my family and to be that, like, living example of what it can look like if you're practicing your faith outside of just school. And so I know that really helped in my family just to have those tools and resources. And the fact is, like, Focus Bible studies are published online. And so it was really cool just to be able to spread that conversation, spread awareness to we have these resources. You can use them. Your friends and family can use them. We want to just spread the faith no matter what that looks like, and college students are the perfect people to do it. So it's really amazing to see just the impact that they can even have on the people who know and love them. So it's really cool.
And so capitalizing kind of off the growth you've seen this year, right, in this, we're all this final push at the end of the year, and even planning over the summer, what are you hoping for as you look towards next fall in the second year of having Focus missionaries here on the campus of Dickinson State University?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think partly doing, you know, on a practical level, some of the same things we're already doing, continuing to be on campus a lot, and continuing the same trajectory with the students we have in discipleship, like I said, them starting Bible studies and just continuing to reach out and invite. And some of our vision is, you know, we have some leaders who are on, for example, the cross-country team and, mm-hmm. like I said, the football team. And, you know, so it's like, let's start a Bible study on each sports team specifically, or, you know, whatever their sphere is, their circle, encouraging them and equipping them to do that. And another thing we're really excited about is we have a part-time chaplain next semester or mm-hmm. next year who's been assigned to us, Deacon, soon to be Father Ryan Martyray, mm-hmm. who's the students know. He's been here
they
in Dickinson.
Love him so much.
He's awesome. And so I'm excited. We're excited to work with him. And I have already spoken to him a little bit, just putting out ideas like, can we do a Sunday mass on campus every week?
Wow.
Can we do things wow. like he offers confession times on campus during the week and things like that are available for spiritual direction and things like that. So, mm-hmm. Having his presence, will be just a real, you know, boost for
yeah.
us and especially availability of the sacraments, but also, him coming to our Blue Hawk Catholic Night and things like that will be awesome.
It was really cool just to see the bishop see the need and the desire of this small Catholic community that's growing, and just to see that he wants to invest in those young people in this area with, you know, dedicating a chaplain to Blue Hawk Catholic. I mean, we don't even have a Newman Center or space for Blue Hawk Catholic, but because it's growing, I mean, we really do need that accessibility to the spiritual resources. And so we're so excited to have him. He was a founding member of Blue Hawk Catholic, so a lot of our students know and love him. We're just really excited to see what vision he has for it.
You know, so as you mentioned that, Elizabeth, that's as you guys have been talking, I was thinking, you know, for our listeners that don't know, we don't have a Newman Center here in Dickinson. So talk maybe a little bit about, like, the practicality, you know, how challenging has that been? Where do people find you if you don't have a Newman Center, you know, yeah, like you have a tent in the middle of campus somewhere? Like, how is this working? Right?
Yeah. Big strobe light coming out of the tent. Blue Hawk Catholic. Blue Hawk
Yes.
Catholic.
Oh my goodness, that'd be so fun. Well, as outreach.
Hey, future plans.
I love
Amanda
it.
Amanda just gave me one.
Yes. We try to be on campus every single week, in the student center or outside the library. When the weather's nice, we love to do things outside, but just really engaging with students on campus. So whether that's doing walking rosaries on campus, just to be that, you know, bring that spiritual presence on campus, has been really great. We don't really have a designated, you know, center or space that we use, so we really try to get out there and meet the students where they're at. And that's a huge part of where our students come in, is just inviting their friends, making sure that we're accessible whenever. So whether that's meeting on campus, in the library, while they're studying, or going to a coffee shop in the surrounding area, or just bring them to a church and doing a holy hour with them. We're really lucky in Dickinson where we have so many Catholic mm-hmm. churches. And obviously the chaplains here have been so incredible at offering the spaces to us. But yeah, we currently don't have any, you know, collegiate Catholic center or anything like that. So our students are definitely itching for the opportunity in the future, obviously, far down the line probably. But we're really, you know, we're using what we've got here, and we're really thankful for just the opportunities that the community has given us and the spaces and things like that. So, I mean, we've even had community members offer their houses for Bible studies and things like that. So
beautiful.
We're really lucky.
Yeah, and with that, there are more than just like the public student center or libraries on campus. There's some rooms, like there's a basement that we use, a really nice finished basement in one of the buildings where we use for our Blue Hawk Catholic book study night every week, and for that fellowship. And so there are, you know, some physical spaces that we can use as well.
Yeah, we're really thankful that Dickinson State has been so awesome at just allowing us to use their spaces on campus. President Easton has been awesome at inviting us onto campus, and yeah, it's been really great just to hear the positive impact that the community has even given us, or the feedback they've given us about just being that presence on campus.
I was going to comment, what a beautiful gift that is, truly. I mean, you guys have been focused, you're involved with Focus, you talk to other Focus missionaries across campuses, mm-hmm. across the United States, but for Dickinson State to be so welcoming in that way, in terms
exactly.
of giving you the space to be in, I'm sure that that's not necessary. That doesn't always fall into the norm
exactly.
of a Focus missionary's life. Is that true mm-hmm. to say?
Absolutely. Even in some Newman centers, focus missionaries are not always, you know, there sure. can sometimes be tension between like Newman Center ministry and focus missionaries and not, you know, in a super
sure.
negative way, but sometimes sure. like there just isn't as much of a welcoming presence. But for us, you know, especially with the president of the college, for example, President Easton and our community members and our priests here and the handmaids as well have just been awesome. And I've already had parishioners after masses come up and like, hey, how can we support you? Like, can we donate? Can we whatever, you know? And that's been really cool.
We're so thankful for this community. It's really been incredible just to see how a Catholic community can really come alive when we engage young people and just see how, you know, they want to get involved because they really see that great need. And mm-hmm. I mean, I'm living testament to that. I was someone who, you know, stopped practicing my faith in college and came back thanks to Focus. And so what we do really does work, and they're starting to see just the fruits of that and just loving seeing young people in the pews. And yeah, they want to help. And so that's been really great that we have Dickinson to help support us.
So right now for our listening audience, if they know students at Dickinson State or know of a family that has a student at Dickinson State, best way to find you is to just be around. Really, yeah. right? Be around. Yeah. Go to the student center. I'm sure you'll see the missionaries. Yeah. Is that true? What, is yeah. there another place students should look to find you?
Well, one is just focus.org. It has okay. all of our contact information on there. Okay. Go to Dickinson State University. Just search it on focus.org, and all our faces are there with our contacts. Mm-hmm. So that's one easy way. But also, wonderful. Yeah, for especially incoming freshmen can just... They'll see us.
Yeah, and also you can connect them with any of the priests. All the priests have our contact information. They have been such a great resource to connect mm-hmm. us with new students.
That's wonderful. True. Wonderful, beautiful. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. We wish you well on your
thank
second
you.
Year as Focus Missionaries in the campus here at Dickinson State University. Listeners, we have to take a quick break, but don't go away. Up next on Real Presence Live, we've just had a nun run here at Trinity. We're going to be talking with one of the sisters and one of the students who participated in that event. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Real Presence Live.
Live, engaging, and local. This is Real Presence Live, where we bring you positive and uplifting stories and share the great things happening in our local area on the Real Presence Radio Network.
Just as spring brings many benefits, such as longer days, warmer weather, and growing crops, your support to Real Presence Radio brings great benefits to our listeners. Because of your support, someone will understand more fully a piece of the gospel they heard today and may experience the love and joy of Jesus Christ for the very first time. This is Mike Kidrowski, Director of Advancement, extending a heartfelt thank you for your support to Real Presence Radio. God bless you and your loved ones.
Have you ever worried about someone's salvation, especially one who died by suicide? I'm Father Chris Alar. Sometimes the state of their soul seems to cause us fear for their eternal fate. They die in what seems to be a hopeless state of sin and unrepentance. However, Jesus says in 1698 of the Diary of St. Faustina that what looks hopeless to us is in fact not so. He says that many times the soul, illuminated by a ray of his final grace, turns to him in the last moment to receive complete forgiveness of all sin and punishment, although we see no external signs of this. Wow! We can see why Jesus said that divine mercy is mankind's last hope of salvation. Please visit suicideandhope.com so I can personally pray for anyone you've lost and to get our book, After Suicide, There's Hope for Them and You, which helps with any kind of suffering or loss, not just suicide. I promise it will help.
Let us run to Mary, and as her little children, cast ourselves in her arms with a perfect confidence. St. Francis de Sales. Join together with families across the local area for the Rosary, nightly here on Real Presence Radio. On Wednesday through Monday nights, tune in at 8 p.m. Central, and on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Central. Gather the whole family together and pray this powerful prayer with us. Join us for the Rosary Wednesday through Monday at 8 p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central here on the RPR Network.